The Electoral Commission has extended by 1 week the re-registration of NHIS cardholders and others who missed out on the limited registration exercise starting from tomorrow to the 12th of August. The decision was arrived at an emergency IPAC meeting in Accra. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Deputy PRO at the EC, Yusif Ayuba, said the EC and the political parties took the decision following concerns from stakeholders.
The re-registration of the NHIS registrant is starting from the 5th, that is Friday, the 12th of August, 2016. This was not the only decision taken at IPAC. If you would remember, we talked about the continuous registration for persons who are 18 years now, who could not take advantage of the last limited registration exercise to get themselves registered. We've given them 2 days in August, that is the 19th and the 26th of August, for them to get themselves re-registered so that they can vote in December.
There are some who actually also think that, the period that you gave to people to re-register was enough. They were convinced and towing your line. What do you have to say about that one too?
We've considered both arguments. We as a commission, we have the technical know-how. We have studied all the concerns that have come up. And in order to build consensus and transparency in our system, we've decided to extend it for one more week for people who genuinely could not take advantage of the last registration period to do so. We don't want to take the argument too far. The commission is saying that we are going to give them another opportunity for them to take advantage. And if that opportunity slips by, then nobody could blame the Electoral Commission for not giving adequate time for the re-registration exercise.
One may actually assert that the EC is actually not being steadfast in its decisions. The EC is wavering in deciding exactly what to do. And at this crucial moment too, when we have just a few months to the election period.
We are. If you critically look at the date that we gave, we told our stakeholders then that we were working to have our elections on the 7th of November. So based on that, we gave that date because we were convinced that if we extend the period beyond the 28th, then our timetable would be in disarray. Subsequently, Parliament decided that they will not agree on that date. They voted against that date. So we still have enough time. We looked at our timetable and we've decided that let us give a last opportunity to those who genuinely could not take advantage of the last registration.